Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer. Thanks for checking out this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. You can hear the show live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., and there are many more podcasts for this and all our other faith radio shows available on our website. You can just go to myfaithradio.com. And thanks so much for your gifts to this listener-supported ministry. Enjoy the podcast.
Psychologist, an author, and a veteran broadcaster. But most importantly, he's a dad. Welcome to Dr. Bill Meyer Live on the Faith Radio Network. Stay tuned for a faith and culture connection, a biblical perspective on current events, and practical family advice with psychologist Dr. Bill Meyer. You can join the conversation by calling 877-93-FAITH. That's 877-933-2484. Now, let's join Bill Meyer Live.
Welcome. So nice to have you with us today. You know, in the past, the world of work was one of full-time jobs, long careers at the same company, and a steady paycheck for people who were in the system. But now, we live in an economy that has radically changed. We're living in a world of part-time jobs, lots of career switches, and instability in our work. And joining us in just a few minutes, the president of Crown Financial Ministries, Bob Dickey, will talk about his new book, The Leap, Launching Your Full-Time Career in Our Part-Time Economy. If you are considering a career change, maybe you're currently between jobs, unemployed, or maybe you are about to enter the workplace for the first time, or maybe you have a son or daughter who's about to do that, he's going to have some invaluable information for us coming up in just a few minutes here on the Faith Radio Network. So do stick with us for Bob Dickey as we make the leap. Hey, have you ever sat down on your couch and watched, eight consecutive episodes of Survivor? It's probably not a big issue, you know, if you do that once in a while. But a new study shows if you do it on a regular basis, could lead to some problems. Research done at the University of Texas suggests that binge watching, which is defined as watching multiple episodes of a television show in one sitting, can actually contribute to depression. New research out, they surveyed 300 young adults, and they found that the more they binged watch, the more depressed and the more lonely they felt. That's very sad. And actually, the connection worked in reverse, too. The more depressed and lonely young people felt, the more likely they were to indulge in a marathon TV binging session. And you know what? Too much time in front of the tube can cause some other issues, too, like problems at work, withdrawing from friends and family. Erin Keene is a columnist, and she commented on this research and said, you know, watching TV might not sound as dangerous or as alcohol, sex, or gambling addiction, but the researchers say there's plenty of evidence to suggest it is not a harmless habit. And I was thinking about it. The Bible actually has some great advice for us on this. Philippians 4:8, you may know that passage. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. All right, is sitting down to watch 8 episodes of your favorite program really admirable and praiseworthy? Probably not. And then, you know, Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul says, you know, I have the right to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. Now, of course, in that verse, he's talking about causing others to stumble. In that context, eating meat offered to idols. But I think it applies here as well. You know, you can say, I've got the right to sit down and watch a bunch of episodes of my favorite TV show over and over again while I pig out on Cheetos on the couch. But, you know, is it really beneficial? I think we all know the answer to that. Hey, we do receive emails here at Faith Radio. Anna from Sioux Falls wrote in, and she says, Dear Dr. Bill, as a Christian woman, how do I deal with my ex-spouse in an appropriate way? He was unfaithful many times during our 9-year marriage. He continues to be dishonest with me and our 2 young daughters. I have a lot of anger and resentment toward him, but I also know I need to treat him with dignity for our girl's sake. I don't know how to do this since I feel he's not earned any respect. Can you help me find a way to get beyond my own hurt and anger?" Wow, Anna, great question. And I'm sorry you're going through that. First of all, it's natural for you to feel hurt and angry about your husband's past betrayal and the fact that he's currently deceiving you. It's, you know, it's what you do with that hurt and with that anger that is the key issue. Ask yourself this. What is your resentment and bitterness doing to you personally, and how is it impacting your children? You know, some people hold on to bitterness because, well, it kind of gives them this sense of power over the person who hurt them. And when a former spouse has wronged us, hanging on to that resentment, it really can allow us to kind of feel like we're morally superior to our ex. But yeah, in the end, it only ends up poisoning our lives and harming our kids. And I'm glad you asked. You said, what should a Christian do in this situation? Well, I think the answer is twofold. First, you want to set up emotional and practical boundaries with your ex. To the extent that it's possible, you don't want to allow him to have any power over you or to continue to harm you and your daughters. Now, at the same time, God calls us to a higher standard when it comes to forgiveness. What does he say? He says that vengeance and judgment belong to him, not to us. And he calls us to give up our right to hurt those who have hurt us. And that really, you know, if you think about it, that's following the example of our Lord and Savior. When Jesus was on the cross, he could have so easily called down 1,000 angels and flames from heaven to destroy those who were persecuting him. But what did he do? He chose to forgive them with his last breath. Now, we're human beings, right? So we can't ever hope to approach that depth of grace and mercy in our relationships. But Jesus has given us that incredible model for how to deal with anger and resentment. You know, there's a book that you might find really helpful. It's called When You've Been Wronged, Moving from Bitterness to Forgiveness. The author is Erwin Lutzer, senior pastor of Moody Church in Chicago, and you can learn more about that book just by going to the Moody site or to Amazon. It's called When You've Been Wronged, Moving from Bitterness to Forgiveness. And I'm going to pray for you. I talk to a lot of people in situations like this, and I know how painful it is, but man, oh man, you can't hold on to that bitterness and resentment. It's going to eat you up inside, and it's going to harm your girls. So thank you. By the way, if you have an email question for us, you can write to me at drbill@myfaithradio.com. Happy to answer questions about marriage, parenting, child development, Christianity and culture, you name it. drbill@myfaithradio.com. Well, it's 10 minutes past the hour, and this is the Faith Radio Network. Coming up next, my guest, Bob Dickey, as we talk about taking the leap, launching your full-time career in our part-time economy. If you're out of work, or you know somebody who is, or you know somebody who's about to enter the workforce for the first time, or maybe the first time after a long time out of it, which is happening in today's world, make sure you tune in for the next 45 minutes here on the Faith Radio Network.
Dr. Bill Meyer live on Faith Radio. Get ready to join the conversation. Now let's join Dr. Bill Meyer live.
And our program is brought to you in part by the great folks at Clear Passage Counseling. We thank you so much for your support. By the way, if you'd like to call us during the next 45 minutes or so, if you have a question for me or for our guest, here's the phone number, 877-93-FAITH. Write that down. If you're driving, write it in the dust in your dashboard there. I have a little dust on my dashboard, I have to admit. It's time to clean it off. 877-93-FAITH is the phone number. And, of course, you can always find us online, myfaithradio.com. Well, my guest this hour is Robert Dickey. He is the president of Crown Financial Ministries. Prior to Crown, he served as CEO for an international training and sales service provider, and he started his career serving 6.5 years in the United States Air Force. Bob is also an author, a speaker, a consultant, a columnist, and he's done all kinds of interviews, USA Today, Fox News, The Washington Times, Boston Business Journal, Wall Street Journal, Market Watch, one of my favorite websites, by the way. He is a graduate of the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. He earned his master's degree from the University of Arkansas in industrial engineering. Bob is an avid mountain climber and runner. Get this, he was named the Air Force Athlete of the Year and was the third American finisher when he ran in the Boston Marathon. How's that for cool? Today, Bob joins us to talk about his new book, The Leap, Launching Your Full-Time Career in Our Part-Time Economy. And Bob, welcome to Faith Radio.
Bill, it's great to be on your show. Thank you so much.
Now, I know a lot of our listeners are going to be familiar with Crown Financial Ministries, but some of them may not be. Can you tell us a little about maybe the organization's history and what you guys are focusing on these days?
Yeah, you know, our founder, Larry Briquette, our late founder, founded Crown Financial Ministries about 38 years ago. So we have been in operation for quite some time, serving people not only here in North America, but now around the globe. What many people may not realize is that we are serving people and helping people in over 80 nations, and we have materials that are translated into over 30 different languages. So we have a very large global footprint. You know, Larry got started helping people understand what the Bible teaches about our money and our personal finances and how we are to be good stewards of the resources that God's given us. And, you know, God gave him the opportunity to branch out and to write some very important works. One of his most famous books that he wrote was Business by the Book, and that's launched a whole curriculum of ways in which we help entrepreneurs and business leaders. Larry was also very passionate about helping people understand how God has gifted them with special skills and passions that we can use in our careers. And so helping people live their life in alignment and choosing the right career path so that we're in alignment with how God made us and so that we can have success and be God-honoring in our career pursuits. So we help people with their personal finances. We also help folks in their business, and we also help people in their career. So those are our three main focal points.
It's interesting because I didn't realize that career development was one of the main aspects of Crown. Of course, I've always thought of you guys as more of a financial planning, helping people to make the right decisions with their finances, budget, investments. But it sounds like this has become maybe just in recent years a major thrust for you.
It really has. It's many people, like you said, don't realize how much time and energy we put into this. But, you know, Larry really, he was passionate about helping people be stewards of the resources that God had given them. And, you know, God opened his eyes and, you know, he said, you know what? God has gifted all of us with life and with ability. And each one of us is very unique. And he saw people that were misaligned. They were going down the wrong career path. They were doing the wrong jobs, not being fulfilled, not being able to really serve the kingdom the way God intended. And so he really started to study this and unpack this. And so we have a great group of people at Crown who that's their full-time mission is helping people find out how God gifted them and to be able to use those skills and passions for the building of the kingdom.
All right, let's survey the current landscape of the job market because it's changed fairly dramatically in recent years. Just in the last couple of years, we've seen it. If you look at the employment report that came out on Friday, and, you know, sometimes people jump on these numbers and they say, oh, great, you know, more people are working and hiring. And yet if you look beneath the surface of those numbers, you find that a lot of those people are part-time employees. And there's some reasons for that. There's some governmental policies that have caused that to happen. One of them is the mandated health insurance, Obamacare. Many companies saying, you know what, I'm not going to have somebody work for me 40 hours a week because I can't afford to pay them those benefits. So give us a little bit of maybe some of the stats and tell us how today's job market is so different from maybe the job market that our dad was working in.
Well, you're so correct. You know, I tell people that this is not our grandparents' economy. You know, my grandfather worked for his entire lifetime at General Motors, and he graduated from high school, went in and did about 30, 35 years and was able to retire and have a great pension from that company. Those types of jobs are just not available for the youth coming up, the millennial generation coming up and entering into the workforce. Experts today are saying that most millennials can expect to have anywhere from 8 to 12 little mini careers in their lifetime, so they have to be prepared for multiple transitions. And you mentioned the jobs numbers that just recently came out. They were, 5.6% unemployment last month. This month it's upticked to about 5.7%. And what that is hiding is that most of the people who are finding work are finding part-time work. Long-term employment opportunities are just not available. And so there has been a complete shifting of our economy. The foundational principles on which our economy has been founded on is changing, and not just here within the United States, but globally. And there's three really big trends that are impacting it. First of all, globalization continues at a rapid pace. Secondly, technology. Technology is changing the landscape dramatically. And finally, as you just mentioned, economic and regulations, specifically here within North America, the Obamacare or ACA as it's commonly referred. I've talked to a number of CEOs, and they've said, Bob, we can't hire people because we cannot predict what the laws and regulations are coming down the pike. So instead of hiring full-time staff, where we have to sign up for all these benefits, we're going out and we're looking for part-time employees, and we're going to continue to do that for the foreseeable future until we can understand what's going to happen to us.
Well, and that's really what you address in this book is the current economy, the current situation, how we best grapple with that. You've actually made some leaps yourself, Bob, several significant leaps in your own life. In fact, there was a time, and you correct me if I'm wrong, when you were younger, where you were basically on food stamps.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's part of my story. Not a chapter of my story that I, am particularly proud about, but it's part of where I was at. I was a young man. I was married. I had a child. My wife and I were starting off, and, we didn't have a family that could help us. We were both college students. And, times were very difficult for us. So I understand what it's like to be, in that grocery store line, not having any money, being reliant on somebody else to kind of help you through. So that's part of the reason why I wrote this book, because as the economic conditions were changing in our country in 2007, 2008, I saw so many families that were just devastated, people who had lost their jobs, and there's a lot of, lost hope and a lot of anxiety. I had been there. I experienced those sleepless nights. I had gone to sleep at times, crying myself to sleep on the pillow, just praying, what's going to happen tomorrow? And I wanted to be able to take my experiences, the things that I had learned over the years, put it into a book, and hopefully it would be an encouragement for other people who are going through those similar type trials and situations.
Well, I appreciate your heart on this, Bob, because obviously you do care deeply, and that shows through in your book. You made a decision way back then, early marriage. You said, I have an opportunity to get my college education paid for by going into the Air Force ROTC. Smart move, dude.
It was. It was one of the best decisions of my life. I mean, outside of accepting Christ as my Savior and finding my being blessed to find a wonderful woman who's head and shoulders above my pay grade in every respect, joining the military and being able to serve in the United States Air Force was an amazing experience. And it was a big leap. There was a time where I sat down, I talked with a number of officers in the program at UT, and I was like, do I really want to do this? I mean, is this the right thing? But it was such a blessing in many fronts, and that was a very big leap for me. And then, a number of years later, I had the opportunity to stay in. I was doing quite well in the military, had an assignment lined up to go to over to Germany, but I had a great opportunity present itself, and my wife and I had to pray about it and say, is this the time for us to take a leap out of the military into the private sector? There were risks involved. But with prayer and with proper, guidance from people in our life that We're providing counsel. We made that leap then, too. So, as you said, I have made multiple leaps in my career. And, again, that's kind of the genesis of the books, kind of writing some of those down and helping people as they're potentially going through those leaps in their life as well.
Let me just ask you a question about today's military. You know, I hear from a lot of young people who are struggling to pay the college bills, or actually from their parents who say they just can't afford the astronomical cost of college today. One of the great options in the past has always been doing an ROTC program. Now, you basically, the government, the military pays for your education. While you're in school, you're doing some summer training and drills. And then when you graduate, you owe the military a certain number of years of full and sometimes part-time service, depending on the particular plan. But is it still a good path for young people to take? My impression is it is on a couple of fronts. One, to instill discipline. Because there are a lot of young people today that, frankly, they're really good at playing on their iPod, but they really haven't had to work and set a schedule and answer to authority, oftentimes because, and this is a pet peeve of mine, I mention often that we have a lot of parents today who are unwilling or unable to set boundaries with their kids. And so talk about the military as an option. Either going right out of high school into the military and then maybe doing the GI Bill, or going into college and doing the ROTC plan?
I give it my highest recommendation. I can't count how many people I have counseled to go this route. And just to show you how passionate I am about it, my youngest brother right now is at the University of Tennessee going through the Army ROTC program, kind of following in my footsteps. It is one of the most amazing experiences that a young man or woman can have. And here's what happened with me. When I graduated, I was commissioned as a second lieutenant. My first duty assignment was Little Rock, Arkansas. And immediately, I was put in a position where I was in command of a unit. I was in charge of people, millions of dollars of assets. I mean, the experiences that the U.S. government gave me and the responsibility they placed on my shoulders at a young age. My peers who were graduating from college and entering in the private sector, they weren't getting those same types of opportunities until they were midway through their career and into their early 30s. So it advanced me at a young age in terms of the discipline, the work ethic, all those types of things. And, you know, the government also partially paid for my master's degree. So I can't give it a higher recommendation.
Is it your impression that employers, corporations are still as high on veterans as they were? In fact, we're running out of time. We've got a break coming up, and I'm going to let you answer this question on the other side of it. But I know in the past we've been in a situation where employers have said, wow, you know, I really want that young man or woman who has that military experience. We're going to let Bob answer the question on the other side of our break. Is it still as valuable to the big corporations and to a company that you might want to go to work for as it was in the past, or have things changed because of globalization and other issues? Our guest is Bob Dickey. He is the author of The Leap, Launching Your Full-Time Career in Our Part-Time Economy. Bob is the president of Crown Financial Ministries. You can learn more about them at their website. And, of course, Bob's fantastic new book. You can learn more about that at robertdickey.com. We'll be right back after this quick break on the Faith Radio Network.
The conversation continues right now, and we want to hear from you. Call us at 877-933-2484. That's 877-933-2484. Now, here's Dr. Bill Meyer again on Faith Radio.
I sure hope you wrote that phone number down, 877-93-FAITH. If you want to spell it out on your phone, 877-93-FAITH. I want to say hi to our great friends listening in Madison, Wisconsin on Faith 1190. And, hoo boy, our wonderful, wonderful listeners in Fargo-Moorhead tuning in on Faith 1200. More and more people in the Fargo-Moorhead area making Faith Radio their choice, both during the day, in the evening, and on weekends. And we appreciate that so much. Well, I'm really excited because my guest today is Bob Dickey. He is the president of Crown Financial Ministries. Bob has this awesome new book out called The Leap, Launching Your Full-Time Career in Our Part-Time Economy. Before the break, Bob, I was asking you if military service is as respected and valuable today in the eyes of a local company or a corporation as maybe it was, I don't know, 50 years ago.
I think it's actually grown in stature. As I interviewed multiple CEOs of private companies out there in the placement services industry, the recruiting industry, I specifically asked them this, and they said that when they get applications in for various jobs, they will sort through those looking for people who have military experience in their background, and those resumes go to the top of the stack. And I heard that over and over and over again from various companies that I was interviewing. So I think that there is a big market today for people who have military experience and that type of discipline, that they really set themselves apart from their peers.
Okay, so if you're a young person making big choices as far as college and career, or if you're a parent who has a young person either in high school or in college, something to consider. And one of those options is ROTC. Another option is Officers Candidate School for college graduates. And a third option, of course, is one of the military academies, which is very competitive. But certainly some of our best and brightest are graduating. I have many friends who graduated from the Air Force Academy, including my good friend Tom, who is currently a pilot for American Airlines. And Bob, you'll appreciate this. He's one of these guys that he does the alumni planning for the Air Force Academy for all of their alumni things that are going on there. And just appreciate him so much and his Air Force career. So let's move on into the book here a bit. You say, and I'm gonna challenge you on this one. You say taking the leap. Like changing jobs or going from the full-time 40-hour thing maybe to more of an entrepreneurial-type venture may be the safest thing that people can do these days. Now, that's kind of a striking statement.
It really is, and I've had a number of people who, like yourself, have kind of questioned my thought process on that, and so here's why I say that. Yeah. I'm not necessarily saying that every single person out there needs to quit their 9-to-5 job and just take a leap into some entrepreneurial pursuit. What I am advocating is that everyone start to make plans, and a very quickly growing segment of our population are becoming intrapreneurs. And those are people who have a 9-to-5 job that's paying the bills, but they are building something on the side, something on the weekends, something after work, but they're starting to flex their entrepreneurial spirit. They're building secondary sources of income for their family. And what we're seeing is that over time, those secondary sources of income become very substantial. Now, here's why that's important. Think back to big companies that used to be stalwarts in our economy. Think of Enron, right? It was globally recognized as one of the best companies out there. One morning, everyone walks into work and Enron's bankrupt. They're out of business. I've talked to people who have worked for all sorts of companies that have gone belly up. Those individuals who had something on the side that they were doing are able to weather those transitions and storms much better than people who don't. So, I'm encouraging people to be looking, and just like we would diversify our investment portfolio, I think everyone ought to be diversifying their income streams so they're not dependent on just one sole source of income.
I've heard this term for several years now, multiple income streams. Flesh that out a little bit. What does that look like for the average family, married couple, three kids, guy's mid-career? He's been working for the same company. He's been investing in his 401k, 403b. No pension, because a lot of companies today, not like the old days working for Chrysler. You pretty much are dependent on your own investments these days, and sure don't want to plan on Social Security, because who knows how long that's going to last given the current government spending. Oh, did I get political there? I'm so sorry. That was really my apologies. But talk about multiple income streams and how let's say a husband and or wife develop those, given the fact that maybe you're already working 40 hours a week and you got a busy schedule. You don't want to, give up all of your time with your spouse and your kids, but it sounds like this is something you say, hey, man, if you're not doing it, you could be in some deep water down the line.
That's right. And this is I go in depth in the book, a whole chapter on this with all sorts of opportunities, as robust as purchasing a franchise, but that requires a lot of money down. And so some people or a lot of people won't want to go that route, but that is an option. But for people who are wanting to baby step their way into this, there's all sorts of websites out there where you can take your specific experience. You can go out there, create a profile, and you can start getting part-time work as a freelancer. And I would encourage people to check out freelancer.com. They have over 2 million people here within the United States that are doing freelance work. And this runs the gamut. Think of some of these kind of career fields: civil engineering, architecture, design, photography, interior design, accounting, data entry, people who are writing articles, creative writing, all sorts of various career fields. So what you're seeing is, well, let's say for me, example, maybe as a writer, in my spare time on the weekends, I can go out there on freelancer.com. I can advertise, here's my background, my education, what I've done, and I can pick up freelance jobs. And these jobs get posted. I can get hired. And people are building substantial revenue streams for their families, working out of their home, leveraging their skills that God's given them, the things that they might be doing in their 9-to-5 job, but they're also able to take on a little extra work here and there. I know people who have started a side business tutoring local high school students and middle school students, and they're pulling in $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year in side income just by tutoring. I know individuals who have started lawn care businesses and home maintenance businesses in their local area. They become a handyman after hours on the weekend, and they're like, I'm doing this to build, not only to pay for my kids' education, but this is going to be my retirement plan. So there are so many opportunities available, and there's a whole host of websites out there that you can use. Freelancer.com is just one of them. TaskRabbit is another. But again, I list a lot of these options in my book.
And that really begs the question, what type of training or education does a person need in today's economy? Being an art history major might give you a lot of information about Picasso, but frankly, it's not something probably that's going to be in high demand. So we know, certainly we've heard over and over again, or I have, because I tend to read the Wall Street Journal and Market Watch, that it's the science and technology fields that are, the fields that you really want to kind of aim for. But let's say you have somebody who's not particularly wired that way. Let's talk about the types of majors, types of college majors or job training, early job training, internships that a person really should be focusing on versus those degrees that, cultural anthropology is cool. Now, I mean, I love learning about those tribes in, on the Polynesian islands, but I'm not going to be able to cash in on that. I'm not going to be able to make a living. And it may be living in mom and dad's garage apartment for the next 20 years.
Yeah. And, this was something that we used to be able to do in the past. Multiple generations before us could kind of go to college, take a bunch of different courses, maybe graduate with some crazy degree. I mean, you maybe underwater basket weaving. That's one of the common jokes that I have with folks, and still be able to go into the economy and find a decent job and kind of make things work. Today, we don't have that luxury. And specifically, kids, as college has gotten more expensive, you don't want to go into college and waste a year or two taking classes that aren't going to be applicable in the economy and then graduating with a worthless degree. So here's what I would recommend. First and foremost, don't use your college money and your college time as an experiment. Go in with a very specific intent, knowing the career that you are pursuing. So I would recommend people take a career direct assessment. This is a tool that we use at Crown. You can learn more about it at careerdirect.org. But it's a very deep analysis about who you are, how you've been gifted, how you've been wired, and it will give you a bunch of options based on your assessment. You know, these are the types of career fields where we believe you will have great success. And that way you can focus your attention in college on a career path that you know you're not going to be changing halfway down the line. The last thing you want to do is, you know, get an art history degree, find out that you're unfulfilled, you can't find work, and then be like, you know what, I've got to go back and get a different degree. Now, if I were giving counsel to anyone out there, all the stats, everything that's going on, anything in technology is a booming sector. Now, there's technology jobs related to art and design, so for people who have that kind of creative bent to them. But for those who like the actual programming, learning various computer programming languages, it's no different than learning Spanish or French. But these are career sectors and industries that are going to be growing. Did you know that the unemployment rate in Nashville, Tennessee, for anyone with a technology background is 0.3%? And one of the CEOs that I interviewed over there that was working in that technology sector, he said, Bob, I've got guys, men and women, who are graduating from college with a C average, and these companies are so desperate to have their skill sets in their company, they are signing them up with $100,000 plus salaries. They'll take anybody they can get their hands on. So for those people who have a little bit of that type of background, I would really push them towards those types of technology sectors because they will definitely find a good job for many years to come.
Okay, so that works for somebody who's of college age, early 20s. Let's now talk to the 40-year-old guy who's been working in one particular field and his company is downsizing or maybe about to go bankrupt because of government regulations or bad business decisions or whatever. And now he's kind of got to start over again. What do you say to him?
Well, I've been seeing so many of these types of individuals and counseling with many of them. The individual who is finding success in that type of situation is the one that realizes, you know what, I'm going to have to change my expectations. I'm going to have to take a moment of pause, really do a deep soul-searching analysis, and realize it may require me to get retrained, get additional education, and go into a completely different career field. The people who are mid to late career, who have been downsized or lost their job, and who are really struggling to land on their feet, are the folks who are trying to play the game the way they did in the past. And they're just assuming that they can crank out a resume, post it on a message board like Monster.com, and sit back and hope that they're going to get hired in the exact same career sector. I had friends in Flint, Michigan, when auto plants were closing, that literally were sitting there saying, well, I'm just going to wait until that plant opens up. It's like, buddy, that plant is never opening up again. Those jobs have moved to Mexico and moved to Asia. You're going to have to go get retrained. You're not going to work in the factory any longer. You're going to have to find something else to do. So having that mindset, shifting that mindset, and being willing to transition in a kind of a different direction is what people my age group, right, mid to late career who lose their job, that's what they need to do.
Well, and you actually talk about in the book some of the anchors that hold people back from taking that risk, venturing off into maybe the life that they would really find fulfilling. Let's unpack. What are some of those anchors, Bob?
Well, first and foremost, I think a lot of times we have an anchor of fear. You know, we don't want to change. We're fearful of failure. And so the way to get over that is creating a plan, working with mentors, seeking out advisors in your life that can provide you wise counsel. You know, the Bible says there's a wisdom and a multitude of counselors. Seeking that godly wisdom, people in your life that can support you and kind of help you navigate the direction you want to go, and then taking daily steps towards achieving that goal. Now, they say that the difference between a dream and a goal is a goal is actually a dream, but with actual steps and metrics that you are shooting for each and every day. And so you know, I encourage people to what is your dream, and then make a goal out of that, and then start pressing towards that each and every day. Some of the other anchors that we have, you know, we have the anchors, financial anchors, debt, right? So a lot of times we can start to live our lives where we've accumulated all sorts of debt. We are, live in a very highly consumptive society. And so I really encourage people, try to reduce your debt burden as much as possible. Get out of debt if at all possible. Try to have as much margin in your life. You want time margin and financial margin. And when you have that, not only does that offer you an enormous blessing to allow you to seek out new opportunities, but we all have people in our lives that are going to go through these types of crisis, go through these challenges. And for us to be able to help them, for us to be able to help those in need, we need time margin and financial margin. So I really encourage people to do that, to build that type of margin in their life. You know, another anchor that I believe is that really hurts people is a spiritual anchor. And what I mean by that is not being in alignment with our Creator, not being in alignment with Christ. You know, there's times in our lives where we can kind of get off track, and we're not putting Christ first. We're not in alignment and living our lives the way that we should be. And when that happens, I believe we introduce stress into our life and into our family that prevent us from being able to have the success that God wants us to have. And unless we deal with those types of spiritual anchors, I believe that we will continue to struggle. So those are some of the anchors that I talk about in the book.
Good stuff. Our guest is Bob Dickey. Bob is the president of Crown Financial Ministries, the author of this new book, The Leap, which the subtitle is Launching Your Full-Time Career in Our Part-Time Economy. We have three copies of the book to give away. If you'd like one of those, you give us a call right now. Give us your name, address, phone number, email address. We'll put you into a drawing at the end of the hour. We'll give away those three copies of The Leap. More with my guest, Bob Dickey, up next here on the Faith Radio Network.
Dr. Bill Meyer live on Faith Radio.
Hey, thanks so much for spending part of your weekend with us here on the Faith Radio Network. You can get our entire schedule at myfaithradio.com. Learn more about Faith Radio and some of our incredible Bible teaching that we feature on this network, and the great local programming that we have on Monday through Friday. The whole idea is to help you grow in your faith, to maybe challenge you to learn more about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, how to defend your faith, how to become a more effective apologist when you're talking to an agnostic or an atheist. And we all have people in our lives like that. So make sure you check out the entire broadcast schedule again at myfaithradio.com. My guest today, Robert Dickey, he's the author of The Leap, Launching Your Full-Time Career in Our Part-Time Economy. Bob is also the president of Crown Financial Ministries. And Bob, we've just got about 8 minutes left or so. You talk about crafting a plan of attack in the book, setting some specific goals and tasks. Why don't we unpack those steps for people who might be looking to make a career change or even enter the job market for the very first time?
Well, yeah, I highlighted earlier one of the very first places to start crafting a plan is getting a true assessment of who you are, how God made you, wired you, gifted you. Now, there's all sorts of tools out there to do that, but I recommend the resource that we have, Career Direct. You can get that at careerdirect.org. You know, another tool that I have found to be extremely useful, and we talked about this with those people who are mid-career and might need a little more education. But as you know, education can be very expensive, and people will be thinking, well, gosh, You know, my kids are in school. How do I go back to college? There's something that's extremely important. I want you to listen to this for the listeners. It's called MOOCs. It's M-O-O-C. It stands for Massive Open Online Course. And they are free courses from the best universities around the world, from Harvard, University of Michigan, you name it. And you can take courses in finance and accounting, and you can actually receive certifications for completion. These are the exact same courses that they are teaching college students, but you can take it from the privacy of your own home. You can register, and almost all of them are free. And so if you feel like you want to do a transition and you need to move into a different direction before you go out and get a college degree or go back to school, you can get an enormous amount of free education that you can then put on your resume and use that when you are interviewing for new jobs. I have a free ebook on my website that talks about how to do it. It's at robertbickey.com. But that would be another area in which you're crafting a plan for your career would be very important. Outside of that, I also highly recommend starting with getting a mentor, finding somebody, that trusted advisor that can work with you. And I just find that is extremely important. There's been times in my life where I thought that I needed to go in a certain direction, and trusted advisors came up to me and said, "Hey, Bob, I know you really want to do this, but have you thought about this? You know, have you thought about this option?" And sometimes people can see blind spots that we don't see. So those advisors and counselors are extremely important.
Wow, good counsel. And I have benefited myself throughout my own career from wonderful mentors in a variety of fields. And the nice thing about mentors, if you got a good one, they will encourage you, but they'll also challenge you, as it happened with you. And they'll say, "You know that cultural anthropology thing you're thinking about, you know, I'm not really sure that's going to fly in today's economy." So,
that's right.
Great advice. Now, one of the things that I love about your book, Bob, is that you do have, and I want to make this clear, you have a great spiritual emphasis in this book, and you talk about trust, and you talk about God's provision, and you talk about not being ruled by anxiety and worry and casting your anxiety upon the Lord. But you also say, which I thought this is really cool, one of the most important aspects in launching a career involves service. How does serving other people actually help a person get started on the right career path?
You know, what I have found is that when people are in a time of trial and transition, those are very stressful moments. And it's very easy for us to get inward focused and to see all the obstacles in our way and to become very, very me focused. And when I've been there myself. And I've also seen it in other people that I've been, you know, counseling with and working. And when we change our mindset and we stop looking at our challenges, our needs, our wants or desires, and we take a look at people around us that are in need, and we say, "How can I help them? How can I serve them? How can I pay it forward?" It is amazing how our mindset and our view of the world radically changes. And I believe, you know, I've experienced it in my life. God opens doors. He presents opportunities and blessings. And I just think it is so important for us not to be so self-consumed. And that's kind of like the natural tendency, I believe, in our society. And as Christians, you know, we're called to serve the poor, to help the widow, to help those in need. And so that's why I think it's so important for us to try to build financial margin and time margin in our lives so that we can be focused on others, helping people in our churches and in our communities. And I have seen it time and time again that God blesses that, and that not only from a spiritual sense, but also just opportunities seem to just come out of those experiences.
Bob, we've just got about a minute and a half left. You mentioned a faith not tested is a faith that cannot be trusted. How is taking the leap a powerful way to build a person's faith?
Well, you know, I go back to my days in the military and times when, you go through boot camp and you would think, boy, this individual is super strong. They can handle anything. And then when they are in battle or they're under enormous amount of stress, they completely crumble. And I have a friend of mine who's a Navy SEAL. He says, "Look, we don't trust anyone unless we know how they are going to perform, you know, when the bullets start flying." And in our personal lives, it's very similar. You know, unless you have been in that crucible, you don't know how you're going to respond. And I believe challenges that we face in our lives are opportunities for our faith to grow, for us to grow in our relationship with Christ. And so don't view those obstacles as as things to avoid, but be view that as a blessing. Those are times when you're going to grow in your strength, grow in your faith, and I believe that you're going to be able to, I think that your greatest defeats in life also give birth to your greatest victories, and those challenges give birth to that type of faith.
Wow, some great inspirational thoughts from Bob Dickey, our guest today here on the Faith Radio Network. Bob, you know, I just want to encourage our listeners to pray for you and your role as president of Crown Financial Ministries. Pray for you and your family. I know it involves a lot of travel, a lot of stress, and we're just so thankful that you are there. And for this great new book that it'll get into many, many hands, The Leap, Launching Your Full-Time Career in Our Part-Time Economy. Bob, thank you so much for your time today, and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you, Bill.
Bob Dickey here on the Faith Radio Network. You can learn more at robertdickey.com. I'm Bill Meyer, and that wraps things up for today. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like more information about this show, just go to myfaithradio.com and click on the program page for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.